ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
All right, let's continue reading the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 21. We'll be starting with He Tvartasya Chavikriyatvasya, which begins the third line up from the bottom on the first page of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 21, in your handout. So He Tvartasya Chavikriyatvasya. Does everybody have that?
The third line from the bottom, does everybody see that? He Tvartasya. That's where we're starting today, right?
Where?
The third line from the bottom that says, Hey Tvartasya.
Oh, okay.
We've done everything else, right? So I'd like to do reading practice from this section. Then we'll go back and reread the verse and before we start the translation, okay? Hey Tvartasya.
Hey Tvartasya.
Cha Vikriyatvasya. Tulyatvad vidushaha
Sarva karma pratishedha
Eva Prakaranartho vipreto Prakaranartho Prakaranartho Vipreto Bhagavata Hante Stvakshepa Udaharanartatvena Udaharana Artatvena Katitaha. Okay, I'm going to break the sandhi of this section, then we'll read a little bit more, okay? He tvartasya, hetu artasya. Hetu artasya. Cha vikriyatvasya, cha avikriyatvasya. Tulyatvad vidushaha, tulyatvat. Vidushaha. Tulyatvat Vidushaha. Sarva karma pratishedaha. Sarva karma pratishedaha. Eva. Prakarana. Artaha. Prakarana artaha. Abhipretaha. Bhagavata. Hantehe tu akshepaha. Hantes tu akshepaha. Hantehe tu akshepaha. Hantehe tu Akshepaha Udaharanartatvena Udaharana Artatvena Udaharana Artatvena Katitaha. Okay, now I'm going to read this with the sandhi broken, small segments, and you read it back with the sandhi broken. Okay? Hetu artasya.
Hetu artasya.
Cha avikriyatvasya.
Cha avikriyatvasya.
Tulyatvat vidushaha.
Tulyatvat vidushaha.
Tulyatvat vidushaha.
Tulyatvat vidushaha.
Sarva karma pratishedaha.
Sarva karma pratishesha.
Eva.
Eva.
Prakarana.
Prakarana.
Prakarana artaha.
Abhipraitaha.
Bhagavata.
Hantehe tu akshepaha.
Hantehe tu akshepaha.
Udaharana artatvena.
Sorry. Hello? Yeah, I don't know why that went off. I'm sorry. Let me tell you, I don't know when it went off for you, but this is where we are. The third line up from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 21. Can you hear me now, right? Testing? Yeah, okay. We started with Hetvartasya, right? Hetvartasya cha avikriyatvasya. Third line up from the first page, okay? Of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 21. Since you were not online, I'm just going to quickly read this, these three lines over, and all of you repeat after me, okay?
Hetvartasya. Go ahead. All of you. Hetvartasya. Chavikriyatvasya.
Chavikriyatvasya.
Tulyatvat vidushaha.
Sarva
karma pratishedaha.
Sarva karma pratishedaha.
Eva.
Eva.
Prakaranartaha. Prakaranarto.
Prakaranarto.
Bipreto.
Bipreto.
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
Hantestvakshepa.
Hantestvakshepa.
Udaharanartatvena.
Kartitaha.
Now I'm going to read it with a Sunday book, and please repeat after me. Hetu artasya cha avikriyatvasya.
Hetu artasya cha avikriyatvasya.
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 Tulyatvat vidushaha.
Tulyatvat vidushaha.
Sarva karma pratishedaha eva.
Sarva karma eva.
Prakarana artaha abhipraitaha bhagavata.
Prakarana artaha
abhipraitaha
bhagavata.
Prakarana artaha
abhipraitaha
bhagavata. Hantehe tu akshepaha. Udaharana artatvena. Sorry, let me do that again. Udaharana artatvena.
Udaharana artatvena.
Katitaha.
Katitaha.
Go to the next page. Vidushaha.
Vidushaha kam.
Karma sambhava hetu vishesham.
Karma sambhava hetu
vishesham.
Karma sambhava hetu vishesham.
Karma sambhava hetu vishesham. Pashyan karman yakshipati.
Pashyan.
Pashyan karma karmanya kshipati. Bhagavan katam.
Bhagavan katam.
Sa purusha iti.
Sa purusha iti.
In a brief with a sentence broken. Vidushaha kam karma asambhava hetu vishesham. Pashyan karmani akshipati. Bhagavan katam saha purushaha iti.
So repeat after me. Read it after me with a breaking the sandhi. Vidushaha kam karma asambhava hetu vishesham. Pashyan karmani akshipati. Bhagavan katam saha purushaha iti. Next line. Nanukta. Nanukta. Evatmano.
Evatmano.
Vikriyatvam.
Vikriyatvam.
Sarva karma sampava karana visheshaha.
Sarva karma sampava karana visheshaha.
Sarva karma sarva karma sambhava karana visheshaha.
Sarva karma sambhava karana visheshaha.
I'm going to read this with a sandhi broken. Nanu uktaha. Nanu uktaha. Eva atmanaha avikriyatvam. Eva atmanaha avikriyatvam. Sarva karma asambhava karana visheshaha. So read it after breaking the sandhi. Nanu uktaha.
Nanu uktaha.
Eva atmanaha avikriyatvam.
Eva atmanaha avikriyatvam.
Sarva karma asambhava karana visheshaha.
Sarva karma asambhava karana visheshaha.
Karana visheshaha.
Karana visheshaha.
Satyam uktaha.
Satyam uktaha.
Sandhi. Satyam uktaha.
Satyam uktaha.
Na tu saha.
Na tu saha.
Karana visesho nyatvad vidusho. Karana visesho.
Karana visesho.
Nyatvad vidusho. Vikriyat vikriyadatmanaha.
Vikriyadatmanaha.
The sandhi broken. Na tu saha. Actually, if I write this correctly with no sandhi, that visarga shouldn't be there. I'm going to take it off. Because it should have dropped. So I just... Since all of this is... I put the sandhi in all of this, that visarga shouldn't be there. Okay. Okay. So now I'm going to break the sandhi and put it back. All right. Na tu saha.
Na tu saha.
Karana visheshaha.
Karana visheshaha.
Anyatvat.
Anyatvat.
Vidushaha.
Vidushaha.
Avikriyat.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Okay.
Na yavikriyam. Na.
Na
yavikriyam.
Na yavikriyam.
Stanum.
Stanum.
Viditavattaha.
Viditavattaha.
Karma.
Karma.
Na sampavati ti.
Na
sampavati. Chena.
Chena.
Vidusha.
Vidusha.
Atmatvat.
Atmatvat.
I'm going to do it with the sandhi broken. Na hi avikriyam stanum.
Na hi avikriyam stanum.
Viditavaktaha.
Viditavaktaha.
Karma na sampavati iti.
Karma na sampavati iti.
Chet na vidushaha atmatvat.
Chet na vidushaha atmatvat.
Na dehadi sankhatasya.
Na dehadi sankhatasya.
Vidvata.
Vidvata.
Na dehadi sankhatasya vidvata.
Na dehadi sankhatasya vidvata.
Deha adi sankhatasya vidvata.
Deha adi sankhatasya vidvata.
I heard that, yeah. Okay. Let's go back to where we left off, and I'm going to translate some of this for you. Just to retranslate the verse. Veda vinashinam nityam yaha enam ajam avyam. He who knows yaha veda enam this as avinashinam. I said I'm going to go back and translate the verse.
Yeah, but we're about, oh, the verse.
The verse. Okay. This verse here. Okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
The whole Bosh is on this verse, so every time I'll retranslate the verse and then we know what we're doing. Okay. You remember what we're doing, okay? So, Veda avinashinam nityam yaha enam ajam avyayam. Yaha Veda, he who knows, enam, this, as avinashinam, indestructible, nityam, free from time, ajam, free from birth, avyayam, immutable. Right? Free from, immutable is good. Katam sat purushaha partha, hey partha, how saha that purushaha, that person, kam katyati, causes whom to kill, katyati is causal. How does that person, hey partha, cause whom to kill, or katam sa purushaha, how does that person, hantikam, kill? Whom? Whom can that person cause to kill, and whom can that person kill? That's the verse we've been working on. So now, starting with he tvartasya, the third line up from the bottom, it says, Hetu artasya cha avikriyatvasya tulyatvat. Tulyatvat, because of being the same, identical, because of being the same, tulyatvat, for the avikriya, the changelessness, free from modification, free from change, because the, in English would say, because the avikriyatva, that state of being changeless, is the same. In Sanskrit it says, because of being the same, for the changelessness, hetvartasya, which is the meaning of the hetu, which is the content of the hetu. Hetu means cause. So what it really says, it cha means and, because we're continuing on from the preceding sentence. So what it says is, because the cause, the meaning, because the cause of the cause being the avikriyatvam, the changelessness, is the same. Okay. So because of the sameness of the avikriyatvam, which has been stated as the hetu, as the cause, vidushaha, for the wise man, vidushaha, the one who has knowledge, vidushaha, sarva karma pratishedaha eva, the negation, pratisheda, of all karmas, sarva, all karma, karmas, sarva karma pratishedaha, the pratisheda, the negation of all the karmas, indeed, prakaranartaha, the meaning,
of the section, Prakarana, Abhipretaha Bhagavata, is intended by Bhagavan. Abhipretaha is meant, is intended by Bhagavan. Because, see, this is the argument. He's saying, who could the killer, how can this Purusha, this person, cause somebody to kill or kill someone? So that killing stands for all karmas, right? Because if the act of killing could be the act of sweeping or the act of walking, the act of chopping, the act of anything, in any case, if the Atma is avikriya, the Atma can't do that. So
avikriya again
is changeless, free from action, changeless, cannot free from action, actionless. So it says he's giving the reason here for that the word verb hunti, which means to kill, stands for all karmas, because avikriya, which is the cause for the actionlessness that causes him for not being able to kill, is true for any action. Okay. So he says, tulyatvat, because of the sameness of the avikriyatvam, that state of being actionless, which is the meaning of the hetu, which is given as the hetu, as the cause, is the same. So, therefore, for the vidusha, for the wise man, there is a negation of all karmas. And this is the prakara, the meaning of the section, and this is the meaning in this section, which is intended by Bhagavan. The next sentence will make it more clear. Hantehe tu akshepaha, the denial, the negation, whereas the negation to, but the negation, akshepaha, of hunti, of killing, udaharana arthatvena, as an example, udaharana means an example, katitaha, is told. Whereas the negation of hunti is told here as being an example. For the sake, as an example. Udaharana is example. Artha is the meaning of or for the purpose of. It's using the instrumental tvena here means is being used as an example. Everybody get it? It says the denial of hunti, of killing, is just being used as an example for all karmas. Hunti, killing, stands for all karmas. So hunti, huntehe, of killing, to means but or whereas, akshepaha, the denial or negation of hunti, of killing, udaharana means example, artatvena as an example. It's being used as an example. Katitaha is told. Everybody get it? Let's go to...
Can I
ask? Yes.
In fact, the very first word, cause,
Hantehe means of killing. To means whereas.
No, the prior sentence.
Hetu artha. Hetu means cause or reason.
So where, how does that fit in?
Hetu artha. See, the reason that a person cannot kill,
right,
is because the Atma is free from action. Right. So that's the reason, the cause. The cause given for a person not being able to kill is that the Atma is actionless.
So cause means reason.
Yeah, reason. Hetu means reason or cause. Like the hetu in a logical syllogism is the reason. You make a statement, and why is that statement true? That's the hetu. Okay, so here the hetu for a wise person not being able to kill or cause anybody to kill is because the self is actionless. And that actionless self can't kill, can't cause to kill, can't sweep, can't cut, can't walk, can't talk, because Atma is free from action.
But when they're saying person, what word are they using? The word purusha?
For person here, they are using the vidushaha, so I'm saying the one who has knowledge.
So it's particularly,
yeah,
to the one who has knowledge.
That's right. We're talking about the one who has self-knowledge, even though the self of the one who's ignorant can't kill either, but they don't know that, okay?
Okay, let's do a couple of more, even though we're running over a little bit. Vidushaha. Kam karma asambhava hetu visesham pashyan. Pashyan means seeing. Okay. Seeing kam, what, visesham, particular or specific, hetu, reason or cause. So seeing what specific hetu, cause, of the impossibility, asambhava, of action. Seeing what specific cause for the impossibility of action, vidushaha, for the vidusha, for the wise person. So that's the first part of the sentence. It's like a question. Seeing what specific cause for the impossibility of action for the wise person, karmani akshipati bhagavan. Bhagavan negates akshipati karmas, denies karmas. Right? Seeing what specific hetu, what specific cause for the impossibility of karma, does Bhagavan negate karmas for the wise person? How does he negate it? From the verse katam sa purushaha iti. The second line of the verse that begins with katam sa purusha, how that person, iti. So if you go back to the verse and look at the second line of the verse, it begins with katam sa purushaha. So that this says how seeing what particular cause for the impossibility of karma, does Bhagavan akshipati deny karmas for the vidushaha, for the wise person? Katam sa purushaha iti, in the verse, saying this sentence in the verse.
Sorry. Can you go through the time before?
Well, I will go slower, but let me give you a mindset for following this. Uh-huh. You don't have enough grammar to really get this grammatically, yeah. Except for Bill, maybe. So what you need to be able to learn to do, say if you go to India or you go to a class with Swamiji, is to have a mindset that can follow along, take notes, understand, you know. I will go slower, but Swamiji won't be going slower. So I don't want you to, if you get into a mindset where you're trying to really understand the grammar, you'll be in trouble because you've only in lesson one in the grammar. Okay, so it's a matter of learning words, sandhi, and trying to follow the Sanskrit. So I will do it a little bit slower, but I also want your mind to loosen up, and I'll go at a slower pace also. Okay, well, let's take a look at it again. Vidushaha, for the wise person, come, what? Karma, action. Asambhava, impossibility, hetu, cause, visesham, particular, hetu, visesham, particular cause, pashyan, seeing, karmani, actions, akshapati, denies, negates, bhagavan, katam, how, sa, that, purushaha, person, iti. So it says, pashyan seeing, reading backwards, seeing, pick up the kam, what? Hetu visesham, particular cause, karma asambhava, for the impossibility of karma. So seeing what particular cause for the impossibility of karma, Bhagavan, reading backwards, akshipati negates karmas, karmani. Going to the first word, vidushaha, for the wise person. Or you can even start like this, for the wise person, vidushaha, seeing what particular karma, seeing which particular cause for the impossibility of karma,
karmas, does Bhagawan negate karmas?
Why does Saha Purushaha and Vidusha both are there? They both refer to the same.
When you say Katam Sa Purushaha Iti, that Iti puts in quotes Katam Sa Purushaha, which is the second line of the verse. The second line of the verse says, how does that purusha cause someone to kill? Whom does that purusha cause to kill, or whom does that purusha kill? Okay, so now we say, nanu uktaha eva atmanaha avikriyatvam sarva karma asambhava karana visheshaha. The word nanu, when it introduces a sentence, is like putting, goes like this, doubt, colon. When you see nanu, it means, here is a doubt, okay? Nanu, doubt, okay? Nanu, so, ukta, it is said, we'll have to see what is said. Uktaha means is said. Eva, definitely, indeed. Atmanaha, for the self. Avikriyatvam, the changelessness, actionlessness of the self. Eva atmanaha avikriyatvam. Sarva karma asambhava karana visheshaha. The particular karana is cause, like hetu. Karana visheshaha. The visheshaha, the particular karana, the particular cause of the asambhava, impossibility of sarva karma, of all karmas. Sarva all, karma, karma, asambhava, impossibility, karana, cause, visheshaha. The particular cause of the impossibility of all karmas is told, uktaha, as the actionlessness of the atma alone. So the actionlessness, the avikriyatvam of the self, uktaha, is told, the actionless of the self, eva, is told as the particular cause for the impossibility of all karmas. Okay? Since there's nanu is there, you would say like this, nanu, isn't the actionlessness, right, isn't the cause, isn't the actionlessness of the self told as the cause for the impossibility of all karmas, because of the nanu? Then he says, satyam uktaha, true, that is said, satyam uktaha, true, it is said, okay?
That's a doubt?
Yeah, he's building on the doubt. Because listen to the next sentence, so he says, aren't you saying, isn't it true that the actionlessness of the Atma is given as a particular reason for the for the impossibility of all karmas? Satyamukta, yes, that is true, it is said. Natu saha karana visheshaha anyatvat vidushaha avikriyat atmanaha. Okay. He says, but that particular reason, karana visheshaha, anyat, so let's go word for it, not, to, but, saha, that, karana, cause, a reason, visheshaha, particular, anyatvat, because of being other, because of being different, for the vidusha, for the wise person, one has knowledge, avikriyat atmanaha, from the actionless self, the changeless self. It says, that is not the karana visheshaha. That is not, this is the objector, that is not the particular reason, because, anyatvat, because of being different, because of the wise man being different from the immutable Atma. That can't be the reason. That cannot be the reason. Why? Because the Atma, because the wise man is different. Anyatvat. See, because of being different. This is an objection, right? This is ignorance. This is an opponent, okay? So because of the difference of the wise man from the immutable Atma, immutable avikriya Atma, from the changeless Atma, okay? That is not the, that cannot be the particular reason. Why? Because the wise man, because of the wise man being different, being other than the avikriya Atma. That's his objection. And he gives a reason for it. Nahi avikriyam stanum viditavattaha. Nahi. Because for the one knowing viditavattaha, for the one who knows a stanu, a stump, like a tree stump is a stanu. Viditavattaha, for one who is knowing a stanu, a tree stump, which is avikriya, which is motionless. Right? A tree stump is motionless. Because avikriyam stanum, avikriyam, motionless, free from action, stanum, a tree stump, viditavattaha, for the one who knows that, motionless tree stump, karma na sambhavati. Karma is not possible. Karma, because of the double negative there, you would say, karma is not impossible for one who knows a tree stump, which is immovable. You can still move. You know the avikriya stump. That's like saying, you know the avikriya atma. You can still move. Why? Because you, the vidvan, the one who knows the atma, are different than the avikriya atma. So, of course, you can move. That's his objection. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah. That's exactly right. It's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's only if you are the tree stump. What he's saying. The tree stump is actionless. Atma is actionless. The vidvan, the one who knows the Atma, is different from the Atma. So you know the actionless Atma. You can still move. The Atma can't move. But you, the vidvan, are different from the Atma. So therefore, you can move when the Atma doesn't move. Just like if you know a tree stump, even though you know the tree stump and it's actionless, you, who know the tree stump, can still move. Okay? So he says, iti chait. If you say this, when something ends, a phrase ends in iti chait, it means thus if. And the idea is, iti chait, thus if you say this. So it's like a shortcut. It doesn't say thus. Just all it says is thus if. But when it says that, thus if, it means thus if you say this. Right, so iti chait, thus if, na vidushaha atmatvat, no, comma, vidushaha atmatvat, because of being the self, for the vidusha, for the wise person. Why? Because the wise person is the self. Okay, vidushaha, of the wise man, atmatvat, because of being the atma, vidushaha, for the self, for the wise person. And that's just a way of saying, because the wise person is the Atma. And literally, that Sanskrit uses this construction a lot, because of being something. So here it's because of being the Atma. And then who are they talking about will be put in the genitive case. So because of being Atma, for the wise man. We don't talk like that in English. So in English you'd say in like this, because of the wise person being the Atma. That's how we would translate it. You see that? It's an awkward construction for us. So, but literally, because of being the Atma for the wise man. So, iti chait, if you say this, no. Vidushaha Atma Tvat. Because of being the self, Vidushaha, for the Atma. Do one more sentence. Na dehadi sanghatasya vidvata. Vidvat. One who has knowledge. Vidvata. Vidvata. The state of having knowledge. Right? Is not, na, for the dehadi sanghatasya. For the body, etc. Sangata means conglomerate. The combination of the body, mind, sense organs. Right. This is not the one that you gain knowledge of. In other words, the body doesn't say, "I am the Atma." The mind doesn't say, "I am the Atma." The one who is the Atma is the Atma. In other words, the knowledge that. The knowledge hooks on to the Atma, not to the body, to the mind, to the sense organs. So the Vidvan, this is the idea, the Vidvan, when the Vidvan says, I am Avikriya, I am Avikriya, I am the Avikriya Atma. Say the Vidvan, the one who has knowledge says, Aham Avikriya Atma, I am the Avikriya Atma. That Vidvan is not saying, I, the body, am the Avikriya Atma. It's not saying, I, the mind, am the Avikriya Atma, right? So that knowledge of Aham Avikriya Atma is not landing on the body or the mind or the sense organs or anything in Maya. The Avikriya Atma is landing on the Avikriya Atma. You get it? Okay, good, we'll stop there. Okay. Let's go to page 14. Everybody have a book? Mm-hmm. I want to read through these Sundays on the bottom of page 14 and 15 and make sure that all of these Sundays are recognized by you. Because all of them, except for the last one on page 15, we've done. Okay? But I want to see if you can... Everybody with me? Bottom of page 14, and we did the one at the bottom of 15. All of these are also on the Sunday handout that you have, and also on the new one that I'm going to ask you to print out in a couple of days. Okay? So let's go through these. If A, I, O, or Ao, followed by R, A, the vowel which takes the place of both is I in the first two places, cases and out in the last two. We put this on the board last week. Does everybody remember it? Right? A plus E is what? What's A plus E? A plus E in Sunday? A plus E? A. A plus E? Okay. This is what everybody forgets. And what I want to point it out again to you. This is the rule. A or A plus E or E goes to A. Okay? But R A plus A or I goes to I. This is vowel Sundi, okay? When R, A is the first member, followed by E or E goes to A, followed by A or I goes to I. And I put it in this order because E, A, I. E is the simple vowel, A is a guna letter, I is a riddhi letter. Okay? So, then we have R, A, followed by U or U. So notice, I want you to notice length here doesn't make any difference, right? It could be ah and ooh, or ah, ooh, or ooh. It's going to go to O. Whereas, or ah plus O, or ow, goes to ow. Riddhi letter. Mm-hmm. So it can be ah plus ow, or plus O, doesn't make any difference. The
other important one, or a plus r, or r, in either case, goes to r. So this is we put this on the board last week. If we have a plus r, you might want it to go to r. It doesn't. R, a, followed by r, 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 goes to r. It takes its guna. This one, let me get my glasses. So when a, I, o, or l, followed by r, a, the vowel that takes the place of both is a in the first two cases and l in the last two. So this is what they're showing. These two,
yeah.
Right? And I'm giving you the full rule. Okay? Let's look at the next one. This one. When any vowel, short or long, except the last four, A, I, O, ow is the last four, so it's really saying when the simple vowel, okay? So when any vowel, short or long, except the last four, is followed by the same vowel, short or long, the substitute for both is the same vowel lengthened. Daitya ari, daitya ari. Kavi ishaha, kavi ishaha. So that one you should have no problem with. It's just simply this rule. Or a, followed by same vowel. A goes to the long. And this is true for all the simple vowels. Okay? So a simple vowel followed by the same vowel, whether short or long, goes to the long. So a plus a plus a, etc. E plus e, in any combination, will go to the long. Everybody clear on that? Let's go to the next one. If a or a is followed by e, u, r, or l, short or long, the corresponding guna letter is substituted for both. I just gave you that, right? I gave these two together. Everybody, so that a or a plus e or e, right, would go to a. A or a plus u or u would go to o. A or a plus r, r would go to r. So that we put on the board together. I always do those two together. He did these separately.
And he did those row, which we didn't do.
Yeah, we don't do that because it's not necessary. Everyone with me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to page 15. When a visarga is preceded by a and followed by a or a soft consonant, it is changed to u, which with the preceding a becomes o. I always leave out those steps. When you get more into Panini and that type of thing, we can look at all of those steps. But the way I've taught this is like this. A followed by visarga, followed by soft consonant, or a. Visarga goes to O, and if it's followed by an A, it goes to O avagraha. So if I had Ramaha Gachati, that would go A plus Visarga plus soft consonant. The Visarga, actually, I just say Visarga goes to O, the A plus the Visarga goes to O. But if you really wanted to get into it, the a plus the visarga changes to a plus u. The visarga changes to u. A plus u is o. We really don't need to know that right now. All you need to know is the a plus visarga goes to o. But if you want to really get into all the multiple steps that some of these things go through, You can, but it's too much to memorize right now. You can do that when you learn Pani, if you already know Sanskrit. So Ramaha Gacchati, Ramo Gacchati, Ramaha Gacchati, Ramo Gacchati. Okay, so all I'm trying to do, we've been over these Sanji rules, but I just want to relate the Sanji rule, that how I've taught it, to what this says. So let's read this again. When a Visarga is preceded by a and followed by a or a soft consonant, it is changed to u, which with the preceding a becomes o. Does everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
But he doesn't mention the anukram.
Yeah, he doesn't mention it, though he uses it. I don't know why he doesn't mention it, but I'm mentioning it, so that's good enough. Thanks for pointing that out. Well, let me tell you one thing. In some old texts, they won't use the avagraha. They will bring them together, but very rarely. That now they always use the avagraha. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Visarga preceded by a. Okay, I'm going to put this. This is a whole little set. Just a minute. You remember this. A plus visarga plus soft consonant for a. Goes to O or O of a. Okay, that's one we just did. Now, if I have A followed by soft consonant or vowel, right? The letter A plus avagraha plus soft consonant or vowel. Visarga drops. So let's see how he says this here. Visarga preceded by a, right, and followed by a vowel or soft consonant is dropped. Visarga preceded by a, followed by a soft consonant or vowel, visarga drops. It is also dropped when preceded by a and followed by any vowel except a. So I write that like this. A followed by visarga, followed by any vowel except a, visarga drops. Because a followed by a goes to o and avagraha. So here is a, visarga, preceded by a, followed by any vowel except a, visarga drops. Okay? The two vowels thus brought together by the dropping of the visarga do not coalesce. What that would mean, like if I had Naraha, as he has an example, ime, these men. Naraha, ime, goes to Nara, ime. Now you have an A plus an E, right? A plus an E would make A. But once the sandhi has taken place, and the sandhi that takes place is the dropping of the visarga, then you don't coalesce the two vowels. They stay separate like this. You would never see this going to so it's the fact that these two are staying together, that are staying apart, tells you that that sentence is taking place.
So even if there are two words in a sentence, you wouldn't bring those words together?
No. Not if the two vowels are next to each other because of the dropping of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll only stay like this. Okay? So look at the examples he uses. Nara ime for naraha ime. pa plus visarga plus soft consonant or vowel, visarga drops. Buddha, Buddha ichati, or Buddha ichati. A plus visarga plus any vowel except a, visarga drops. You ready to see that?
Kara, can after any vowel there?
Any vowel except a.
Except a.
Yeah, I because see. Look at here. Here you have a plus visarga.
Uh-huh.
Here you have a plus visarga.
Uh-huh.
Here's a plus visarga plus soft consonant or a. Visarga goes to o and the a goes to avagraha.
Uh-huh.
Here it's a plus visarga plus any vowel except a, because a is taken care of up here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What we're looking at here is all the possibilities of a and a. When a and a is the first member, followed by visarga, followed by soft consonants or vowels. These are, oh, we've now covered all possibilities. What is left are hard consonants on this side. Now, let's look this. I spent quite a bit of time on this rule last week that I called the killer rule. Okay. Let's read over it and make sure we remember it. N, the letter N, coming after the letters R, R, or Sh. These three letters. Okay. If this letter N comes after R, R, or Sh, even if, okay, these particular letters come in between a vowel, a soft consonant, sorry, that's not right. I meant semi-vowel, yeah. A vowel, a semi-vowel, semi-vowel except the law, I think it is. A semi-vowel, so one, two. Semi-vowel except la. Ha. A girl. Or a lady. Sorry, I got them all. A vowel, a semi-vowel, the aspirate ha, or a letter of the guttural or labial class. Even if one of these letters come in between, right, this na will go to na. And I gave the example, if I have Rama plus the affix ina would go to Ramena. Rama plus ina would be Ramena. Because this na is preceded by ra. And even though a vowel, a labial, and another vowel come in between, that's not going to stop this Sunday rule from taking place. So ra may not. Okay? So that's what we worked on last week. Let's read over this just to make sure that you get it. In, coming after ra, ra, or sha, in the same word, is changed to na. In the same word is important. This change takes place even if a vowel, a semi-vowel, except la, the aspirate, ha, or a letter of the guttural or labial class comes between re, re, or sh, and na. This change does not take place when in ends a word, such as naran. Like, or say if I had like this. There's a ra. But this doesn't become na because it ends the word. Right? There's no vowel following that in. If it was Ramana, if there's an or an E, some other letter following this in, then this sandhi would apply. But if the dental na ends the word without a vowel following, then it won't apply. Okay? So those are the sandhis. We've taught these sandhis, but I want you to be able to understand them here. And we need to be responsible for those sandhis. If you print out the sandhi handout that I'm going to be putting on, you can pick these out and know that these ones you have to know. Okay. So far. Now, let's... Can we give it another 5 minutes, everybody? Okay, good. Go to the sentences. So this, you can practice a lot of this at home, but I'm going to do it in a certain way for you. Starting with Nripo Jayati. You repeat after me. Nripo Jayati.
Nripo Jayati.
Nripaha Jayati.
Jayati.
The king conquers. Okay. Nripo Jayati, Nripaha Jayati. Ashwa Vutpattataha.
Ashwa
Vutpattataha.
Ashwa
Vutpattataha.
Ashwa
I think I have to remind you of that rule. I'll do that. But let's keep it for now. Ashwau utpattataha. Utpat means to jump, I think. The two horses jump. Jana vadanti.
Jana vadanti.
Janaha vadanti.
Janaha vadanti.
The people speak. Right, janaha vadanti, the people speak. Balaha sprihayati.
Balaha sprihayati.
Balaha sprihayati.
Balaha sprihayati.
The child touches. Balaha sprihayati.
Balaha sprihayati.
Grihani rakshanti.
Grihani.
See that na? Mm-hmm. Okay. Grihani rakshanti.
Grihani rakshanti.
Houses protect. Let me remind you of something. Remember the nominative case that we've learned in this lesson? The nominative case, singular, dual, plural. So if we were to take Rama and decline it in the nominative, what would it be? Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, right? Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. What about Ashwa, horse? What about Jana, person? Janaha, Janau, Janaha. What about verbs? Like if we take a third person singular of the root bud, for instance, it would be bodhati, bodhataha, bodhanti. Right? So do bud. Bodhati, bodhataha, bodhanti. Right? Do pat, to fall. Patati, patataha, patanti. Patati, patataha, patanti. Everybody kind of remember that? So your singular noun is going to go with the singular third person verb. Dual noun, right? The dual and the nominative dual will go with a dual verb, a third person dual verb. And plural noun in the nominative will go with the plural verb, third person. Okay, so...
Go down to netre pashataha. Everybody see that? Netre pashataha. That's neuter. Palam pale palani. Say that. Palam pale palani. What about mitram? Mitram, mitre, mitrani. Mitram, mitre, mitrani. What about sukha? Sukham, sukhe, sukhani. It's happy. Hridya means heart. What would that be? Hridyam, hridye, hridyani. What about jala? Means water. Kamala. Kamalam, kamale, kamalani. Now look at here. Netre, netre, A ending. Palam, pale, palani. Netram, netre, netrani. Netre, pashataha. Right? Pashati, pashataha, pashanti. Netre, pashataha, pashataha. Two eyes see. Megaha, sinchati. Say that.
Megaha.
Mega means cloud, one cloud, sinchati, sprinkles. So, megaha, meghau, meghaha, then sinchati, sinchataha, sinchanti. So, megaha, sinchati. Everybody see? Megaha, sinchati. What if it was meghau, sinchataha? Right? Meghaha, sinchanti. Get it? Buddhau munchataha. Buddhau munchataha. The wise, two wise people are released. Moksha. See the dual endings there? Buddhau munchataha. Pavano harati. Pavanaha harati. The wind carries away. Pavanaha harati. Do you see both singular? Pavanaha harati. Pavanau harataha. Pavanaha haranti. Everyone see? Do you see, Kiki?
Sorry?
Did you see what I'm talking about? Okay. Sukham priniyati.
Sukham priniyati.
Pleasure pleases. Sukham priniyati, sukhe priniyataha, sukhani priniyanti. Okay. Jivo muhyati. Jivaha muhyati.
Jivaha
muhyati. Jivau muhyataha. Jivaha muhyanti.
Jivaha muhyanti.
The person is deluded. The jiva is deluded. Mm-hmm. Or faints also means to faint or be deluded again. Mm-hmm. Hastau harataha. Two hands harataha take away, remove. Okay. Hastau harataha. Hastaha haranti.
Hastaha
harati.
Hastaha
harati. If I say hastaha.
Harati.
Harati. Harati. Harataha haranti. Right? Hastaha, hastau, hastaha. Masculine. Mukhani dravanti.
Mukhani dravanti.
The mouths are moist or wet. Mukha means mouth. So, mukham. Dravati, right? Mukham dravati, mukhe dravataha, mukhani dravanti. Dukham piriyati, piriyati. Dukham
piriyati.
Sorrow hurts, inflicts pain. Pain hurts. Dukham piriyati. Dukhe piriyataha. Dukam duke dukhani piriyanti.
Dukhani piriyanti.
Ramaha pujiyati. Rama worships. Right? Ramel pujyataha. Ramaha pujyanti. Putrau tushitaha. Two sons are satisfied. Putraha tushyati. Putraha tushyanti. Jalam shushati. The water dries. Jalam shushati. Jale shushataha. Jalani shushanti.
Jalani shushanti.
Murkau kupyataha.
Murkau kupyataha.
Two fools are angry. This is, you know, you can't get away from the old dharma and right on. Okay. So, murkaha kupyanti.
Murkaha kupyanti.
Murkyaha kupyati. Singular. Mukyaha, right? I'm sorry. Murkaha kupyati.
Murkaha kupyati.
Murkau kupyataha.
Murkaha
kupyanti.
Murkaha kupyanti.
Kurmaha sarati.
Kurmaha sarati.
The turtle moves. Kurmau sarataha.
Kurmau sarataha.
Kurmaha sarati.
Kurmaha sarati.
All the turtles move. Pale patataha.
Pale patataha.
Two fruits fall. Palam patati. Pale patataha.
Pale patataha.
Palani patanti.
Palani patanti.
Dhanam nashyati.
Dhanam nashyati.
Wealth perishes. Dhanam nashyati.
Dhanam nashyati.
Dhane nashyataha.
Dhane nashyataha.
Dhanani nashyanti.
Dhanani nashyanti.
Nara gachanti.
Nara gachanti.
Naraha gachanti.
Naraha gachanti.
The people, the men go. Naraha gachati.
Naraha gachati.
Narao gachataha.
Narao gachataha.
Naraha gachanti.
Naraha gachanti.
Kamale nrityataha.
Kamale nrityataha.
The two lotuses dance. Kamalam nrityati.
Kamalam nrityati.
Kamale nrityataha.
Kamale nrityataha.
Kamalani nrityanti.
Kamalani nrityanti.
Mitrani katyanti.
Mitrani katyanti.
The friends tell. Mitrani katyanti.
Mitram
katayati.
Mitram katayati.
Mitre katayataha.
Mitre katayataha.
Mitrani katayanti.
Mitrani katayanti.
Sudo vishati.
Sudo vishati.
Sudaha vishati.
Sudaha vishati.
The cook enters. Sudau vishataha.
Sudau vishataha.
Sudaha vishataha. Vishanti.
Sudaha vishanti.
Samudraha shamyati.
Samudraha shamyati.
The ocean is quiet. Samudrau shamyataha.
Samudrau shamyataha.
Samudraha shamyanti.
Samudraha shamyanti.
Okay, good. That's good enough. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.